You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, Washington, D.C. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. Time to get up and at 'em with me here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. It is Saturday, August 23rd, just after 9 a.m., and it's a game day. A very special show today because it is a burgundy and gold game day. You're listening in to D.C. Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. We're simulcast on the Team 980. Got you covered on both ends of the dial. And in Richmond, 9:10 a.m., 105.1 FM. Always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. And the burgundy and gold are in action today. It's a burgundy and gold game day, a battle for the Beltway, Washington against Baltimore. And I don't know about you guys, but I always get geared up for this rivalry. This rivalry means a lot to me because I was born and raised in Fairfax Station to a dad who was from New York that came to D.C. and fell in love with the Redskins in the 80s and raised me to be a Redskins fan, and a mom who was born and raised in Baltimore and didn't really give a blank about football, but everyone in my mom's family loves the Baltimore Ravens. So my entire life, this rivalry was everything. We didn't play them every year, but when we did, we were talking smack to all my cousins, my uncles, my aunts, Thanksgiving. It was all about, oh, the Ravens are 11-3 right now. Are Commanders 500 yet? They had it on us for my entire life. And so this rivalry meant something to me. I know it doesn't mean a lot to everybody in the DMV, but it's always meant something to me. I always get geared up for this rivalry, Baltimore against Washington. But this game day, to me, has lost a lot of juice. The Ravens and the Commanders mutually agreed to not have a joint practice this week. They could have been hitting each other on Thursday. Instead, the Commanders had referees in Ashburn, and they worked on situational drills. If they had a joint practice this week, man, we would have been more geared up for this preseason game. And then you have the fact that the regular season is approaching fast. There's only 3 preseason games instead of 4, right? If this was a normal, you know, 5-10 years ago, this would have been the preseason game that Jaden and Lamar are lining up for. That's not the case anymore. And so it's hard to really look forward to today's game, which kicks off in 3 hours, other than the fact that the boys are back in uniform. It's at home, playing against Baltimore. I'm actually more excited to Tuesday to find out who's on this final 53-man roster. And that's where I wanted to start today, because when this offseason began, I was the one saying this is the most important offseason in franchise history. You've got the fan base right now. You've got us. We're locked in. But you got to make the playoffs again. You got to make the playoffs again. 9 wins, 10 wins, 11 wins, 12 wins, anything more than that's fine. You got to get back into the playoffs, because this town was so juiced up and energized in January last year when the Commanders went to Tampa Bay and got a win, and then when Washington went to Detroit and stomped on the Lions. And that was the most exciting this place has been for football in my lifetime. I'm 32 years old. I can absolutely tell you it was the best season of my life. And I think that's why J.P. Flame announced his book and his idea, Restored Faith. He's going to join the show today at 11 and promote that, because last season changed my life, and it changed anybody's life who's probably 34 or younger, because we never got to see Joe Theismann ripping. We never got to see Doug Williams 35 points in one quarter, right? We never got to see all of that. And so this offseason was so important, because last year reminded everybody of the 80s. What are you going to do as your second act, right? What are you going to do in round two? Jaden's unbelievable, historic, iconic rookie season. We're all waiting all summer to see him try to replicate that or build off of that. And when I went to training camp, I asked every single player that I had on the show, Ben Sennett, Quan Martin, Jeremy Reeves, Brandon Coleman, Luke McCaffrey, is there one thing you could point to that Jaden's improved on? And I got a lot of the same from all of them. His ability to identify coverages and read a defense. I cannot wait until September 7th against the New York Giants. But it's a burgundy and gold game day today, and I wanted to start by talking about guys you might see play today, but also guys that are battling to be on this 53-man roster, because that's what I was saying. This offseason began, and it was like, well, you're trying to build off of a conference championship. You are going to need to have two guys at every single position. Two guys at every single position when you're trying to win a championship, because you got to deal with injuries. You got to deal with guys getting cut last minute, traded last minute. We needed more than one or two running backs, I'll tell you that. And so it was all about building depth on the roster this offseason, in my mind. And I really like the moves that Adam Peters did. Deebo Samuel, Laremy Tunsil, right? Those are the stars right there. But then I got to see Will Harris, and I'm very excited for what Will Harris can do. Quan Martin told me he's going to be the tight end stopper, right? Javon Kinlaw. A lot of people questioned that move, and I haven't heard anybody questioning it once you actually got eyes on him. He's one of the largest human beings on the field at training camp. He was a stud, I thought, against the Cincinnati Bengals in stopping the run. And when you start to realize that's what he was paid to do, he's going to be exciting. I think he's going to be really exciting. So I liked what this front office did this offseason. So I wanted to get to my preseason stars and training camp standouts. And I'll start with the year two guys. I think the popular pick of the year two guys to take a big step forward is Mikey Sainristil. Still, my answer is Johnny Newton. And I just mentioned Kinlaw. So last year it was Daron Payne, John Allen, and Johnny Newton coming in. And Johnny Newton came in when Allen got injured and was good enough. This year it's going to be Payne, Kinlaw, and Johnny Newton coming in the right situation for him to do his thing, which I believe is going to be getting after the quarterback this season. I think Johnny Newton might have quite a few sacks. I think Johnny Newton is going to be probably the second-year guy that takes the biggest leap forward of all the second-year guys on the team. Sainristil was so good last year. How much more of a leap forward can he take? Hopefully he'll be going back towards the inside with Amos and Lattimore on the outside. If that's your pick, that's fine. I think he's going to have a good season. But Johnny Newton's my pick in maybe a more reduced role, right? Maybe some lesser snaps this year, but more impactful snaps, because he's going to have more energy and more of an understanding of what the coaching staff is looking for from him. I think number three for me, I would probably point to Brandon Coleman. I had a chance to interview Brandon Coleman at practice, and I'm super excited for this kid to move over to guard. I was a little worried with an injury. So I spoke to him on August 1st. He did not come back to the practice field until August 21st. He was out for a while with an injury that wasn't talked about much, and he's going to be your starting guard. So it was great to see him back at practice this week. That's going to be important moving forward, because I do think the left side of the line has a chance to be elite with Tunsil, Coleman, and Tyler Biadasz as the team's starting center. But in terms of the second-year guys that I think can take a step forward, Johnny Newton 1, Sandra Steele 2, Brandon Coleman 3, Luke McCaffrey's the big question mark. The big question mark that I know a lot of this fan base has been talking about over the last few weeks. Does he deserve a roster spot? I say yes. This is a project that I'm committed to. It's a project that I think this coaching staff is committed to. And I feel pretty confident that Adam Peters is committed to this. He is not committed to guys that were drafted by Ron Rivera or the previous regime before that. He's not committed to guys that were signed by Ron Rivera or the previous regime before that. As we've seen with Manuel Forbes, Benjamin St. Juice, Jamin Davis, and the latest being Brian Robinson Jr. But Luke McCaffrey's not in that camp. And so I think Luke McCaffrey will absolutely stick around, whether or not he's been a guy that's impacted any game in preseason so far. I was waiting for Luke McCaffrey to make a play in the third quarter, waiting for Luke McCaffrey to do something in the fourth quarter. It has not happened yet. And I know the fan base is asking, well, where's the production? But I do think the coaching staff is seeing things that we're not seeing on the practice field. They're seeing things that we're not seeing on the film. And there's just a different level of trust that they have because they're the ones that scouted him and drafted him. So I do think that my expectations for Luke McCaffrey this season have changed completely. I do think Jalen Lane is ahead of him in the depth chart already, and that's why I do have him towards the bottom of my second-year guys that I expect to take a leap forward, but I'm not really going to do any talk about Luke McCaffrey not being on this team. I will admit, last week I told you guys Brian Robinson would be on this team. I was wrong about that. He didn't end up getting cut. He did get traded to the 49ers, and I'm going to focus in on the running back room a little bit later on the show today. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet me your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. Juan is tweeting that he's listening to Nubby AWOD here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. We'll bring Michael Phillips onto the show, my co-worker in Richmond. You can hear him Monday through Friday from 10 to noon, MP on the mic, a longtime Commanders reporter. And then we'll bring on John Paul Flame from the Sports Junkies at 11 a.m. We're live and local till 12 noon. That's going to be right up to kickoff here on The Fan. It's a burgundy and gold game day against the Ravens. I'm fired up for the regular season, though, and for the Commanders to build off of a 12-win season last year. We got a lot to get to here on the show today. Like I said, I like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. Call us, 1-800-636-1067. Tweet us like the Sports Grumpy tweets me. It's a game day. He's got his left hand up, and he is listening to the show. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. We'll be talking about the Commanders on the show today as it is a Burgundy and Gold game day, kickoff after 12 noon. And they're playing preseason week 3 against the Baltimore Ravens. We'll bring on Michael Phillips and JP Flame from the Sports Junkies as our guest today. I like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. Tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 106.7 The Fan, or call in 1-800-636-1067. So I want to start this segment by reminding everyone, because I had to remind myself this. Washington's blowout win over the Detroit Lions, 45-31. In the NFC divisional round of the playoffs, Jaden Daniels, 22 of 31, 299 yards and two touchdowns. He did not take a sack. It was part of the most incredible performance we've seen from a rookie in a postseason game. A 91.8 QBR, 122 QB rating. But I think the biggest thing that stands out to me is, well, Brian Robinson Jr. led us in rushing yards, 77 yards, two touchdowns. But he didn't even lead us in carries. That was Jaden Daniels with 16. And I feel like maybe I should have paid more attention to that, because that was our last win that we've seen, right? That was our last win. After that, next week, unfortunately lost to the Eagles. Saquon ran all over us, and the offseason began. And my take all offseason was, well, if this team's not going to upgrade running back, the hope has to be that an improved offensive line improves Brian Robinson Jr., right? That's what I said all offseason. That's why I love the Tunsil move. I love the Connor Lee signing. I like the idea of moving Coleman inside and Allegretti slides over to the right side to replace the injured Cosme. But I think what I was thinking is not matching what the coaching staff was thinking at all. An improved offensive line from their perspective means the entire rushing attack should be better. And who's at the top of the rushing attack chart? It's not Brian Robinson, Austin Ekeler, Bill. It's not those guys. It's Jaden freaking Daniels. It's Jaden Daniels. That's what I didn't realize, and I feel like I should have. I wanted Jaden Daniels to be a pocket passer, to be a 4,000-yard passer. I think Jaden Daniels is going to be maybe a 900-yard to an 1,000-yard runner this season. It's his biggest factor. It's his separation. It's his separator. It is. Jaden Daniels last year, I talked about this on my show at length, when he ran for 34 or more yards, this team was 9-1. And then in the postseason, they were 2-1 because he ran for 36 against the Bucs, 51 against the Lions, 48 against the Eagles. So this team needs to have yards from their running backs. That's absolutely true. But the lead back is going to be Jaden Daniels. The lead back is going to be Jaden Daniels. I don't think Bill, I don't think C-Rod, I don't think McNichols or Ecker will get more than 800 yards this season. Maybe combined they might. Maybe, you know, they probably will combined get more than 800. But Jaden's going to get more than 800 just by himself this season. I'm pretty confident about that. He's going to take off and run, even when there's not a running play called by Cliff Kingsbury. He will keep his eyes downfield, hopefully, and hopefully we'll get those big explosive plays where he makes a free rusher miss and then keeps his eyes downfield. But I think you're going to continue to see him run. When I was at practice, when I was at training camp, you saw him run a lot. The joint practice in which it got the headlines because the defense won. Believe me, they won easily, 14-0. Jaden Daniels was not allowed to run. They blew the whistle anytime somebody got within basically 3 feet of him. A lot of those plays, Jaden would have escaped the pocket and taken off. So that's why I wasn't worried after that joint practice. But it did start to hit me that he's going to run just as much as he did last year, if not more. And I think it's because the fact that he hasn't had Terry McLaurin there to throw the ball to, so he's not getting the separation he wants from his receivers. But also, that's his game. Like, look what he did against the Bengals. He made like six guys look like high schoolers. Just ran, whoop, jump cut here, run to the outside, run back inside, can't tackle me, can't tackle me, can't touch me. Right? And so I started to figure out here, all right, so if Jaden is running back one, who's running back two? Who's running back three? Well, if Jaden's going to run the ball as much as I am expecting him to run, they're going to need Austin Ekeler as a guy who can catch the ball out of the backfield. That's his best. He's their best at that. They're going to need McNichols. And then it's C-Rod and Bill. And so, like, I feel like the coaching staff looks at it like this. The most important position on the offensive side of the ball is quarterback. We all know that. What's number two? It's not running back. I don't think running back's even close to the top. It's wide receiver, right? That's why they brought in Deebo Samuel, and that's hopefully why Terry McLaurin will get paid or Terry McLaurin will be there week one. So quarterback one, wide receiver two. Three, it's not running back either. It's tight end. It's Zach Ertz. It's his best friend. Or it's his blocking tight end and John Bates. What's four? I think four, they view that as the left tackle because Jaden's their lead running back. Jaden's their lead quarterback. Jaden's their offense. You got to protect him. Four's the left tackle. Five, what's the most important position on the offense for this coaching staff? It's not running back. I think five might be center. The guy's snapping the ball to Jaden because Jaden's going to be the offense. If Jaden gets a bad snap, the offense doesn't go anywhere. Six might be wide receiver two. Seven might be where running back is. Cliff Kingsbury doesn't even really like to run the football. And so it was like, I feel like everything that I thought about this team was just completely incorrect all offseason here. And that they're going to run this the way they envision it. And when you actually look at it like a new regime coming in, all right, in any job in America, if a new regime comes in, are they going to trust the process, the research of the previous regime? No! Why would you trust anything that Ron Rivera did, right? And so it's the same thing with every single other guy that was part of the Rivera era. They eventually moved on from them. And that's what they did with Brian Robinson Jr. And it should not have been that big of a surprise to me because of how much people were talking about Bill, Jacory Kroski-Merritt. I got emotional. And I got the inner fan in me came out because I loved his story. Bulletproof B-Rob, right? I even got a chance to interview him at the Super Bowl. I'll tell you, Austin Ekeler was engaged in that interview. Brian Robinson looks like a guy that didn't want to be on the roster anymore. Just my take. I sat next to both of them. But Brian Robinson Jr. and Austin Ekeler are just completely different backs. Just completely different backs. So I wanted him to make this team. I wanted him to be a 1,000-yard back because of the story, because I liked him, and because I thought he was a thumper. But he does not fit this offensive scheme by Cliff Kingsbury. He had so many 0 and 1 yard gains last year. Cliff Kingsbury's offense is predicated on getting 3 or 4 yards every single play so they stay ahead of the chains. They stay ahead of the sticks and they keep moving. And then if it's fourth and short, they can go for it, right? Too many times Brian Robinson set them back last year, and then it was, all right, Jaden, save us. Jaden, become the hero. 2nd and 13, Jaden, make a play. And so I had to take the burgundy and gold glasses off, as I tell you guys all the time here, and realize that This coaching staff did not draft Brian Robinson Jr. As much as I like him, as much as I wanted him to have this redemption story, because I feel like this fan base turned on him towards the end of last year and didn't give him credit. He was pretty darn good in the playoff games for us. He helped us out a lot. We couldn't have probably won both of those games without him. So I wanted B-Rob to have this, you know, character arc where the fan base starts to hate on him. Oh, you should have moved on from him, should have upgraded from him. And then, boom, he has a 1,000-yard season. But this is not a Marvel movie, right? This is Adam Peters' franchise. He's running it his way. And it should not have shocked me that a guy that he drafted is going to make the team over a guy that Ron Rivera drafted. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. It's a Burgundy and Gold game day here on The Fan. You're listening to AWOD. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Epstein, you're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at. Download it today. It gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, then pick up right where you left off. It's called the free Odyssey app. All right, joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, it's Michael Phillips. What's going on, MP?
Hey, happy game day to you, A1.
Yep, I'm looking forward to it. It is a rivalry between Baltimore and Washington, at least in my household. So we have a few people on the line that wanted to talk about Brian Robinson not making the team. Michael, I'll ask you, why couldn't Brian Robinson make this team?
Well, yeah, they're already going to stretch themselves at running backs here by taking four, it looks like. I'd be really surprised at this point if they don't take four. I mean, either five receivers or three tight ends, right? You're cutting somewhere to make that extra roster position a reality. There just wasn't room for a fifth, and I think I'd say Cliff Kingsbury is the main reason, not in a boo Cliff Kingsbury way. I mean, look, Brian Robinson. Fan favorite. I loved him. I loved his style. Loved who he was and that he was here. But if Cliff Kingsbury deems him not a fit, we got to go with the guy who's maximizing Jaden Daniels' potential. And sometimes regime change produces tough outcomes like this. And I think this is one of those times.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like Cliff Kingsbury wants more speed. If you think back to the Detroit game, like which I started the show by saying was our last victory, you know, Austin Eckler next to Jaden was better than Brian Robinson next to Jaden, I thought, right? The screen pass to McLaurin for a touchdown was Eckler. Then they did a handoff to Eckler for like 30 yards. That speed was better. What do you think is the perfect type of running back that Cliff Kingsbury wants in his system?
Yeah, and we'll see what Bill Kroski Merritt has to offer this season as well. Chris Rodriguez getting some preseason hype, a little bit of preseason run as well. Wouldn't be surprised to see him on opening day toting the rock a little bit. I've said all along, I do think Bill Kroski Merritt is inactive for game one and comes in game two on that Thursday night in Lambeau with fresh legs. We'll see what happens, but I get the sense this team is ready and willing to trust Chris Rodriguez with the main load. And once they made that decision, it became an easier decision to part ways with Brian Robinson because you don't need two guys doing the same job on the same team.
Yeah, and I think it might have worked out best for both parties that Brian Robinson didn't put on a jersey and play, so he didn't risk injury, and the Commanders didn't have film on tape for other teams to scout him, so they end up trading him to the 49ers.
Yeah.
And you got to see C-Rod and Bill out there, which is important. So, Michael, go ahead.
Briefly, though, before we go on, it's a dirty business. They clearly knew this was their preferred plan from the NFL draft on, and I think it's tough for B-Rob, a guy who I think is capable of making an NFL roster, and he'll be on one in San Francisco. You know, they could have done this 3 months ago and given him a full training camp in San Francisco. That's tough on him. That's tough on the player. That's the brutal side of the business right there.
See, I would just argue, no, they couldn't have done that because that is the brutal side of the business. You have to see what you have in Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt with the pads on, joint practice against the Patriots, right? Preseason game against the Bengals. You had to see Chris Rodriguez and those guys out there. You had to see Eckler healthy, McNichols. It's brutal, but I don't think there was a better way they could have played this because you had to see what you got in the other guys. It worked out not great for B-Rob, but they had to see what the other guys had with the pads on at training camp.
I would have been more mad if he had been cut and had to sign somewhere for a fraction of his money, you know, because I think that's now we're in his pockets, right? But thankfully, the Niners are going to pick up the deal. We'll see how much money the Commanders pick up along the way. He'll get an opportunity, and I do think there's a place in the NFL for Brian Robinson Jr.
All right, Commanders-Ravens, looking forward to seeing Lamar Jackson. No, I'm just kidding. Is there anybody that you're looking forward to seeing today?
Well, I'll be interested to see who I see. A couple of guys I'm curious if I see them. Let's start with Luke McCaffrey, right? It's probably time to roll him out. Now, if he doesn't play, that's a sign he's safe. He's going to be on the roster, and they've seen enough behind closed doors to not give him those extra reps. I'm very curious if we see any Josh Connerly Jr. today. I think that would be a sign that they think he needs a little more seasoning to be ready to go to protect Jaden Daniels. If we don't see him, I think that's a good sign in terms of what they've seen so far, what they feel he's going to be able to bring to the table in game one. So I am intrigued at whether or not we see him. And then same with Ben Sinnott, right? A guy who is not the starter at tight end, but certainly would seem to have a lock on a roster spot. Do they feel he needs additional work today against the Ravens? So I'm curious who I see out there.
You know, speaking of the tight end group and the offensive lines, how do you feel about the protection for Jaden Daniels this year? They did pay John Bates. They brought in Tunsil. Does this group have a chance to be top 10 in terms of the limited number of sacks that they give up to Jaden Daniels?
Yeah, on paper, I feel fantastic. I love this offseason from a protecting the quarterback perspective. They sent a message, too, to Jaden Daniels. When it's contract negotiation time, hey, remember that time after your rookie year? We put all our chips into getting you guys, getting you a left tackle, getting you a right tackle, you know, spending money of highest paid blocking tight end in football. We're taking care of you here. We traded for a Debo for you. We love you, man. So I love what they did on paper this offseason. In real life, I'm nervous about these injuries. I'm nervous about Brandon Coleman. Sam Cosmi, I don't think we'll play in the first 4 weeks. We've got a little bit more dings and dents than you'd like to see going into preseason game 3 here. I'm not saying that will impact the win total, but you know, you're talking top 10. I don't think that's outrageous to talk top 10 with the roster healthy. I just worry we're starting from a point of not healthy, and I don't love 17 football games going on top of that.
Michael Phillips with us here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We had boots on the ground in Ashburn for Commanders training camp. Your top players that you saw on the defensive side of the ball.
Man, I loved watching Von Miller. It was so fun to watch. He's up there in age. He could absolutely be sleepwalking through these practices. Hey, don't worry about me. I'll turn it on game day. Man, he went 110% on every rep, every drill, every footwork exercise. He was motivating his teammates. He was giving pointers. He was just an absolute delight to watch practice, and I hope he can carry that over onto the field this year, and that can turn into a really great season for Von Miller. I'm not suggesting he's going to play 100% of the snaps. I think we all understand he won't, but the way he attacked his training in this training camp, just an absolute delight. I know Ryan Kerrigan was on G&D the other day. He said similarly, just, I love coaching this guy. How can you not love being around a guy who loves football like that?
Yeah, no, I agree with you in terms of the way Von Miller was attacking training camp. I'd point to three guys in the secondary that stood out. Jeremy Reeves, Quan Martin, Trey Amos. What's your overall outlook on the Commander secondary?
Yeah, and I think Will Harris is going to turn some heads once we start playing. He's got that hard-hitting nose right up on the ball style. Yeah, that doesn't work at training camp. That doesn't translate in a non-contact practice. Coaches would be over yelling at you in a hurry. So I think we'll see his best work under the lights. I think Quan Martin unquestionably won the starting job, especially with his performance against Cincinnati. I'm excited to see what he can do. Third season in the league, a guy who obviously had high expectations coming in, and I think maybe is prepared to deliver on those. And we all know what a great storyline Jeremy Reeves is. So the ability of Jeremy Reeves to come in, I would argue, lock up his roster spot early in camp to do that after his NFL journey. We're all pulling for him. For sure. I think my question mark as we go to cut day on Tuesday and pickup day on Wednesday, are they going to bring in another linebacker? Jordan McGee's had injury issues. How do they feel about Nick Bolor, Duke Riley? We'll watch those guys today. And do they feel they need one more guy? Is Kane Medrano good enough out of that sixth round spot? I don't have a great feel for how they feel at that linebacker position if they want to bring somebody else in.
Yep, someone will have to pop today if they want to make the team. What position battle, in terms of cut day Tuesday, what position battle is the coaching staff going to have the most difficulty with?
Hey, give me a little sprinkle of defensive line, especially on the outside. Javonte John-Baptiste, is he on the outside looking in right now? Draft pick from last year, which would only further the discussion. I know he's a seventh rounder. Only further that discussion about Adam Peters' draft picks that we seem to be having every time Christian McCaffrey, Ben Sinnott, these guys come up. Can somebody flash today, earn that last spot? I think there very much may still be one up for grabs on that edge position.
Luke McCaffrey, Ben Sinnott, who do you think is more productive this season?
I hope it's one of them. That's for a bad answer. I'd take either of them at this point. I just haven't. I'm waiting for the flash. I'm waiting for the, that. And I haven't seen that from either of them in this preseason, to be honest with you, Adam. And I'd take either of them at this point. Give me something from somebody.
MP, always appreciate it. Thanks for joining me today, man.
All right, looking forward to it.
That is Michael Phillips. You can check out MP on the mic Monday through Friday from 10 to 12 noon. Always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast, Team 980, got you covered in both ends of the dial. In Richmond, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, and always available with the free Odyssey app. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. You got a Commander's question? I'll attempt to answer it next on The Fan. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. Appreciate you listening in as you're riding around the DMV here on a Saturday, August 23rd, a Burgundy and Gold game day just after 9:45. We'll be live and local till 12 noon. That's about when kickoff will happen from Landover, Washington, against Baltimore. We're just talking with Michael Phillips, and we were talking about the running back room as well as our expectations for the entire season. But I know there are a lot of people that want to chime in on the Brian Robinson Jr. Situation. I give you my take. I was kind of emotional about it. I was pissed off when it happened because I wanted Brian Robinson to prove all the haters wrong. Well, he just doesn't fit what Cliff Kingsbury's vision is for this offense, and Adam Peters decided to move him, but I feel like we should have seen it coming with all the hype that Ja'Cory Kraske-Merritt, a.k.a. Bill, received all throughout training camp, how productive Chris Rodriguez was last year, and they really did rely on Austin Ekeler and Jeremy McNichols on passing downs. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Mike in Fairfax. Mike, you're on the Fan with AWOD. What's up, dude?
Hey, what's up, man? I appreciate you taking my call, man. Hey, so I am absolutely on board with what you said. First of all, I do feel bad for Brian Robinson. He comes across as a good guy. He was on the Junkies, and I wish him nothing but the best. But I think you just nailed it a few minutes ago, and that he just doesn't fit the offense anymore. And I trust him in Adam Peters. I think Bill is going to fit in really well. But if I'm being honest with you, I have never been a huge fan of Robinson's style. I didn't think he ever really produced for the Commanders, even under Rivera. His numbers were average at best, and Ekeler got more yards last year. That kind of tells you something, you know?
Yeah.
Thanks for taking my call, brother.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. It's tough to really, I feel like, evaluate B-Rob's first few years because the franchise was awful, the offense was awful, and they didn't have a quarterback. But then you got him a quarterback, and he had 799 yards. But like I said, Jaden Daniels had more than him. Jaden Daniels was your lead back last year, and so it shouldn't be that big of a surprise. If in a normal year, if a team that made a conference championship game got rid of their number one running back, I feel like it'd be a huge deal. But like I said, this team made the conference championship game, and Jaden Daniels was their lead back, and Austin Ekeler was a big part of the team, and then they drafted one. And also, they used Chris Rodriguez last season. Let's go to Mark in Largo. Mark, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Hey, what's up, AWOD, my buddy? How you doing, man?
What's going on,
my good guy? Look, they should have did this in the offseason. I don't know why they waited. And the reason why I say that is because when you've had four seasons, really three seasons, and you haven't rushed over 1,000 yards. It's one thing, I could buy it if he was rushing for 12 or 13, 1,100 yards. Fine. This is stupid. But when you haven't even rushed over 1,000 yards, and that's not even average, if you're not even average rushing over 1,000 yards, man, that then there's a problem right there. And here's the other thing, AWOD. Think about this, bro. And I said this yesterday to Grant and Danny. The reality of the situation is this. He made the games closer last season after the bye. They should have beaten New Orleans by two touchdowns. They should have beaten Atlanta by two touchdowns.
Yeah.
That game in Atlanta should not have been that close when we played them here. They should have beat them 31-17. They should have beaten New Orleans 24-10. Okay? Those games, if you have a consistent running game, Jaden doesn't have to be Superman. You see what I'm saying? And when you have that, and that's what but why they didn't address this offseason is beyond me.
Mark, let's talk about that for a second. So,
okay, go ahead. Talk about
B-Rob, B-Rob's under contract. And he ran for 799 yards and I think 8 touchdowns. That's a good enough production for them to say,
no,
let's keep him here.
No, it's not. Because he hasn't rushed for over 1,000, bro.
But the combination was him and Ekeler, right? So it's not like he was the bell cow.
Yeah. here's the problem, man. Here's the problem. They went 12-5. If they were 7-10, you have a good point.
Well, yeah, but hold on, Mark. They had a thousand other things that they had to fix this offseason. And here's the thing, Mark.
Okay,
they had to see what they had on the field from Bill.
True. But I knew the day they drafted Bill. I said, Brian, and I've been beating this drum for 6 months on Chris Russell's show. For the last 6 months, I've been saying, this man is not going to make it. He's not going to make it to opening day. I get either one of those two. I said either him or Eckler is not going to make it. One of those two. And I was religious on that, and I think if it was up to them, they would have cut him after the season. If it was up to them, they would have cut him after the season. I do want to comment on your going off last week about Terry. I do think Terry, if Terry doesn't show up this week on Wednesday to practice, we're at DEFCON 1, Adam.
Yeah.
Seriously.
No, I know. I got a lot of hate for my Terry hate last week, but
I know
think everybody's on the same page here. We're ready for him to touch grass, like Cliff Kingsbury said.
I agree. They need to get this resolved ASAP. They need to get this resolved. Look, Adam Peters deserves a lot of blame for this as well, too. This should have been handled 6 months ago, but again, they had a lot of stuff they were worried about, so I agree with you on that. But Adam's got to get this done because you got a lot of people you got to sign after Terry. You got Debo, you got Laramie Tunsil, you got Lattimore, you got Luvu, you know, you got Sandersville in a couple of years. You got Jaden. I mean, here's what people need to start thinking: if you're like this with Terry, what makes you think you won't be like this with Jaden? Everybody says, "God, that's Jaden. That's Jaden." It doesn't matter. If he's like this with Terry, he's going to be like this with Jaden. And at some point, as good as this team is going to be, Josh Harris is going to have to make a decision between Dan Quinn and Adam Peters. Just like before you were born, Cook had to make a decision between Joe Gibbs and Charlie Kastler. What do you think about that, bro?
Mark, I appreciate the call, man. Thanks for chiming in. I'm hoping it doesn't get to that. I don't want Josh Harris to step in. He hired Adam Peters to handle this. I know it's taken a while with the negotiations, and everybody's starting to get pissed off. You're either Team Terry or you're Team, or you're just Team Let's Get This Bleep Over With, right? Because the season's here. I still think Adam Peters has been playing this right, and Terry's getting bad advice from his agent. But like Mark said, the season's around the corner. You got to figure something out. I don't want Josh Harris to step in, because that's what Dan Snyder would have done. We'll take more of your phone calls next. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. It's a burgundy and gold game day. Commanders against the Ravens preseason week 3. And then cut down day is Tuesday. And it's also time for fantasy football drafts. Maybe I'll give out some fantasy football advice later on the show today, as well as I wanted to give out my bold prediction for the National Football League this year. And here's a hint. Last year's story of the offseason, Saquon Barkley. Can't believe the Giants let him go. And it became a movie, a Hollywood motion picture of what he did last year. Right? Talk of the offseason, and then just a historic season, 2,000 yards, the reverse jump that was the highlight of the season, wins the Super Bowl, cover of Madden. Who's going to be this year's Saquon Barkley? I've got an answer for you later on the show today. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.